This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me for The Scoop with Tanya Flanagan. I'm so happy you decided to wake up and start your day with me. Here on The Scoop, where we talk about life, joy, funny moments, trending topics, and so much more. We promise to keep you in the know and find out what you know. So, let's get started. Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to Sunday. It's the final Sunday of the month of March. We are in spring. Spring has sprung. It's also Easter, so happy Resurrection Day to those of you out there. And it is the final Sunday of Women's History Month. And this month, I have focused on women's history and interesting females in the Las Vegas community, talking with them about their accomplishments and their journeys in life. This morning, I have another great person in the studio with me who's gotten up early and decided to join me to share her story. I am pleased to welcome Joy Jones Coffee to The Scoop with me, Tanya Flanagan. Hi, Joy.
Hi, good morning, Tanya. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for waking up early on this Resurrection Sunday to have a conversation before you head out to do whatever you might be doing today in celebration. Usually we spend this day with family, so I don't know what kind of plans you have. But I am
exactly that.
Wonderful. Are you well? We are talking today. Joy, you created or the founder of a food truck that moves around the city, blessing people with delicious taste and treats, Chicago style. It's called Enjoy Chicago Style, and it's your food truck. And I thought it would just be cool to talk about what it takes to go into business like this to be successful. So what was your motivation? Where did the idea come from to have a food truck? Have you ever done a restaurant in the past?
I have only ever done short order for a restaurant out of Chicago, but the food was really good, and I got to Vegas. I've been in Las Vegas for over 20 years now, but at the time it was coming up to 20 years, and I couldn't find the food I wanted anywhere. Every time I would go home for vacation, I would just eat. And people would say, why do you always come home and all you want to do is eat? And I'd say, because as fabulous as Las Vegas is, and as wonderful as their food experiences are, they're not Chicago. It's not home. So I just kept missing it and missing it. And so it came a point where I decided, you know, I'm a pretty good cook anyway. I've been cooking and catering for years. But what I really wanted to do was to bring some of that Chicago style to Las Vegas for those of us who are transplanted here and are doing the same thing, missing the food and just want to go home and get some.
So I have to find out, because I've been to Chicago a few times before. I've even gone to Chicago during the Taste of Chicago. I spent one of my birthdays. That was how I kicked off. July is my birthday month. So I kicked off my birthday month in Chicago for the Taste of Chicago, which happens around the weekend, the 4th of July weekend. And yeah. I mean, there were so many food choices at the Taste of Chicago Festival. We ended up doing Mediterranean, trying some Greek. And then later on that day, my best friend and I went, we snuck out of it and we went and did deep dish Chicago style pizza. But I want to ask you, what is your favorite? And I had the pleasure of having your food truck out at an event with me about a week ago. And so I want to know, what is your favorite dish?
Well, my favorite dish is one that I actually created myself. It's called, well, I didn't name it, okay? It's a pizza puff.
Mm.
And let me tell you a little bit about that. In Chicago, you can walk into any corner store, you know, and you're going to find good food like the Italian beef sandwiches or the Polishes or a hoagie or a submarine sandwich, we're known for those, or a pork chop sandwich even. And on the side items menu next to the onion rings or the french fries or the mushrooms that are deep fried, you're going to find a pizza puff. The pizza puff is what I used to consider it struggle food, because it was one of the cheaper items on the menu. And it was always just, you know, tasty, just enough to fill you up, when you didn't have a lot of money to get something big. But when I got here, I could not find them anywhere. And so I did a little research and found out that they were always frozen and that I could have them shipped at any time. Well, that wasn't good enough for me. I wanted this same thing, but I wanted it in variations that I couldn't get anywhere else. So I started creating them myself, and that's what makes it my favorite. So I make pizza puffs now. It starts with a pastry, and then you build it like a pizza. And then you fold it over and deep fry it.
So you can take this pastry and put whatever your favorite pizza ingredient is inside. So if you're a pineapple, I think a chicken or something person, or if you're a person who wants a Mediterranean pizza, but you deep fried, so you want the marinated chicken, Kalamata olives, red onions, and a white, is there sauce into like a white Alfredo, or the red sauce is deep fried into it as well? Or is the sauce something that you dip on the side? Once you've deep fried it, you dip with the pizza sauce.
No, the idea is to make your own pizza. I've narrowed it down to just a few combinations that are spectacular. So I start with, I build the pastry just like a pizza. It starts with a pizza sauce, and then I top this with, I'll tell you my choices. I do have a pepperoni, which also includes like a meat sauce. I have a ham and pineapple. I have a spinach and mushroom. I have one that I make with chicken Alfredo, and I have one that I make with cheesesteak. Now that I've built this pizza into a nice little pocket, I will fold it over and deep fry it. It's always fresh. Now, I can prefabricate these items in the kitchen, in the safe kitchen, but when you come to the truck and you order one of those pizza puffs, now I'm going to deep fry it and hand it to you hot and fresh.
It sounds delicious.
And again, spectacular, because you're not going to find these in Chicago. I wasn't able to get any of those combinations when I was in Chicago. That creation just kind of, I was just blessed with that idea one day. And then I decided, you know what, let's just do it and see what happens. And the people liked it.
It sounds
yummy.
They
liked it, and they came back.
I would come back, and I would keep coming back for that. It sounds delicious. I didn't get a chance when I did have the pleasure of visiting your truck. I did not try the pizza puff, but the next time that I am out and about or we're somewhere and you are on the scene, I'm going to make sure I have one of those.
Which one will you have?
I think if they're not super large, or I can do a combo, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a plan. And I'm going to bring someone with me, and then we're going to share them so we can get multiple types and we can try different flavors, because I want pepperoni and then I want the chicken Alfredo.
Yeah,
and although the spinach and mushrooms sounds good, I don't eat mushrooms because they don't like me as much as everyone likes them. So while I would love the healthy vegetarian, well, minus the frying part, the tricking myself into believing I'm being healthy, I'd want that one, but I don't eat mushrooms. Now, I want to share with you, when I saw your menu, what caught my eye, because I always love, and the first day of America's Favorite Game kicked off just the other day. And so when I was at your truck, the thing that I wanted and thought I wanted at least was there's a Polish beef sausage that you do with peppers and onions.
Yes. Now, it's a Maxwell Street Polish, you know. It used to have another name back in the day, but it's politically incorrect to use that verbiage now. But this place was located on Maxwell Street, and you could go down there and you could get a Polish from a cart, like a hot dog cart.
Mm-hmm.
There would be several different vendors out there, and they'd always have these Polishes on a poppy seed bun, and they would slather the mustard on the bun, put this all-beef Polish right there in the center, and then top it with grilled onions and sport peppers. I remember a time when I worked downtown Chicago. I used to work in the CNA building, and I would catch a cab down to the pier, because they would always have that cart down there, and I would catch a cab just to go down there and get Polishes for lunch for everybody in the office.
When I think of those, I think of baseball games, and that's why I hinted at America's Favorite Game the first day of baseball kicked off. I think it was Thursday a couple of days ago, And the first day of this year's baseball season, Major League Baseball season, kicked off. And every year I try to go to a game. I'm an Arizona Diamondbacks from Arizona. So the one professional team that I do hold on to from Arizona is the Diamondbacks. And I always like to go to a baseball game wherever I am. I've gone to see the Dodgers play and the Diamondbacks play in a couple of other games. But I love the atmosphere of baseball, and I always love having the Polish, the beef Polish dogs or whatever, with the mustard and having something good and fun to drink, icy and cold. And even here, I'll try to catch some of the our games here out in Summerlin. It's just fun to go to baseball games. And so the season's kicking off. So when I saw that on your menu, it brought back memories, and it made me, I really wanted one. I ended up trying your chicken wings, but I really wanted the beef Polish dog. But I'm going to do that as well the next time I have the opportunity to stop by and enjoy Chicago-style food truck. So
you're going to have to come hungry.
I think I'll have time. I think I'm gonna make sure I have more than one occasion when I'm able to get there. But were you afraid? I mean, we're talking about Women's History Month and making great strides and doing some different things. And the decision to have a food truck, and I love the inspiration that you just couldn't find home, so you brought a little bit of home here to you for you, and, you know, in a way that you can share it with other people. And were you afraid at the time? Was it tough getting started? Talking about being a woman in business, was that part of it difficult? What were the challenges?
Well, if I have to be honest, I never thought I would have a food truck. It always seemed so unreachable of a thing. I know that I don't want a standalone restaurant because I don't ever want to have to be somewhere all the time. I like being able to move around. I like being mobile. But the idea for the food truck wasn't necessarily mine. I started out as what we call an annual itinerant, meaning I could only run my business from a tent at festivals, outdoor food festivals. So I could do tent events, if you will. So I started out with a table and a generator and a tent, you know, a couple of chairs and a good idea. And, you know, I would go to flea markets, farmers markets, things like that. Wherever they would allow a tent to be set up and food to be served, that's where I worked. That was my arena. And during COVID is when it got started, because there were no festivals. People were not out. We could not go and do these things, jazz fests and farmers markets. All of that stopped. So I had a kitchen that I was paying for, and I said, I cannot keep paying for this kitchen, and I'm not getting any return. So we started delivering pizza puffs on a daily basis. I put out a post on our group page, and by our group page, I mean for those of us who live in Chicago, I mean that lived in Chicago and now live in Vegas, there's a page that we would go to so we could just, you know, forum, chit-chat, talk, most of it about food and stepping and music and who knew who, things like that. And I put out on that page that I was going to be delivering pizza puffs. If you ordered two or more, I would throw in a pop, because we don't drink soda. I would throw in a pop. And we just started delivering. And we got so swamped, so busy. I had three or four different people now delivering while I stayed at the kitchen and just made the pizza puffs, took the orders, made the pizza puffs, and I had three or four people out delivering. So on that page, somebody reached out to me and they said, where's your store? Because I want to come and get some food. And I cracked a joke and I said, well, I don't have a standalone or I don't have a store, but when I grow up, perhaps I'll get a food truck. Tanya, the very next day, a gentleman read this post and he reached out to me and he said, how would you like to grow up today?
Wow.
He said, I have a food truck that I am not running. I don't want to run it. I would be more than willing to lease it to you. You can take control of the menu. You can cook whatever you want, sell whatever you want. The truck is fully approved. It's all been registered. It just needs an owner. It just needs somebody to run it. Well, girl, I took that as a sign.
As a sign. Like, talk about having prayers answered. Talk about having your prayers answered in the most unexpected way. I mean, here it is, Resurrection Sunday, and you're sharing your miracle with us. I mean,
That's exactly what it felt like. Mm-hmm. So I took him up on that offer, and we leased that truck, and I created a menu, And this is about the time when I started making my own Chicago-style mild sauce. Again, remember earlier we talked about those corner stores where you could go in and get some good food?
Mm-hmm.
Well, different variations of mild sauce are all over the city. There's always been a battle between the South Side mild sauce or the West Side mild sauce, but it's a nice sauce to add to any chicken or fish or even a pulled pork dish or something like that. It's not.
I know what you're talking about because when I was at your truck a week ago at the event, a friend of mine bought some French fries and brought them over, and he says to me, try this sauce. And he was adamant, you have to try this sauce. So that's the sauce you're talking about. I've had the sauce. The sauce is really good. It made my French fries absolutely delicious. Yeah. And I love, but my fun food is a French fry. So.
Yeah, that sauce came about with the movement of the food truck because now I could create a menu. Well, I wasn't going to buy somebody else's sauce and put it on my truck. I have a truck now. I have an opportunity to create a menu. So I created a sauce. The Enjoy Chicago Style Mild Sauce was born then. It was so good. I took it to test markets, you know, and I had people try this one, this one, this one. I think I made three or four different variations. Everybody chose the one that I am currently bottling right now.
Okay.
And it's available.
That's a whole another process. So how do you, but, and I noticed that you do have a bottle. So is it also something that's available on different places that people order stuff like Amazon or somewhere? Like, do you ship this to people? Do they order it in bulk?
Right now you can order in bulk. I have it, you know, you can buy a 2 ounce bottle. You can buy a 16 ounce bottle. You can buy gallons. So I do have the sauces available that way. And yes, you can order it, you know, when you go to my website. Or you can get it when you come to the truck. I have people that come and they say, I want the chicken wings plain, but I will take that bottle of sauce home.
Take that bottle of sauce. Well, you may as well throw the website out so the people know where they can go. You've talked about this mouth-watering sauce and how unique and great it is and all this good food. Let them know, where is the website? And we'll share it again before we're done.
Okay, well, it is the name of my business. It's enjoychicagostyle.com. And this is where people can go online and order the sauce. Or, you know, they can, I'm a texter girl, and I'm still very much in touch with the people, so I get text messages when people want to order food or to get some sauce delivered. So I receive text messages all the time, and we still deliver for free.
How many times a week are you out, or is it on a case-by-case basis? Like, how regularly is the truck in movement?
So I have been blessed in the sense that I don't have to fight with the other taco trucks out there. What I do is specialty. So I don't just roll around looking for some place to park. Right now, most of what we do are catered events. So again, you go to the website, you order the truck for your event like you did. You know, hey, I'm promoting this or I'm promoting that, or our school is having a festival, or we're having a birthday party for my grandfather's 80th, or, I mean, I've done some things that we've served food for voters, 250 voters, just who had to stand in line, and the party was concerned that the people would stand in line and they'd get hungry and they wouldn't stay and they wouldn't vote. So if we had a food truck present, would you be willing to serve 250 meals? So, yeah, we've done that for voters, but most of what I do are catered events where people order the truck. That way we know exactly what we're bringing, how many people we're serving, and we're able to meet all of the needs at that time. There are occasions where I will just roll around and look for somewhere to be, but it's not very often.
Yeah.
And then usually when that happens, I'm going to be in the historic West Side area.
So for those who don't know, and I know a lot of people know, but I love when we put things out like Historic West Side to make sure for those who might be listening or getting acquainted with the Las Vegas Valley to know where that is and where you'll be keeping your eyes peeled for the Enjoy Chicago Style food truck. That's over by basically starts about really at Bonanza. And runs MLK, Martin Luther King Boulevard, runs right through the middle of it, if you will. And it's flanked on the east end by I-15, kind of goes up to that. You'll see all the streets with the letters H and J and N and that sort of thing, Doolittle, and the West Las Vegas Library campus is in the historic West Side. And then to the west, it's Rancho, and on the north end, Roughly, I'd say, really, it stops at Brooks, but I take it over to Cheyenne generously. But, you know, that's the historic West Side. And so if you're rolling around and spending some time on a Saturday, you might come upon the Enjoy Chicago style food truck and get to meet the Joy Jones Coffee, who I'm talking to this morning on the scoop here at KUNV 91.5. Glad to have her in the studio talking with me as we close out Women's History Month and talk about being trailblazers or just taking the challenge to do something different and starting her own business through just an idea. Joy, who was your biggest inspiration? Because it takes a certain type of person to be driven to do something out of the box that they never thought they would do before.
Well, going back to COVID and what was happening in my life at the time, I'm just going to be honest with you. One of my biggest inspirations came from the movie Hamilton.
Hmm.
That movie was released in July 4th of 2020. And I got a chance to see it on the screen. Obviously, I didn't go to New York, but I got a chance to see Hamilton. And there were some things in that movie that really stood out at me. There was a line in particular where Hamilton said, God help me, but I want to build something that's going to outlive me. And he said, you'll get love for it, you'll get hate for it, but you'll get nothing if you wait for it. And so I just kind of threw fear out of the window, and I had a conversation with the Lord, and I said, I'm going to do my natural. I'm going to ask you for your super. Let's just do this together. I'm going to partner with you, God. I'm going to trust you and grind, and let's just see where it goes.
And I really like that. Yeah, I really like that. And woman to woman in this month, I really like that, because woman to woman in this month, as we talk about the contributions that women make and just putting the spotlight on you today, the idea that if you don't put any effort forth, you don't get anything out. And if you're just sitting by on the sidelines, you'll always only ever be sitting by on the sidelines. So I hope that at least, you know, one of the things that is piqued my ears as I'm talking with you this morning is that if you don't do anything and you don't get off the sidelines, you will watch everything pass you by. And what will be your contribution? What will be your mark? So I really like that piece of advice, because you can really internalize it and let it help you on a daily basis kind of be propelled forward to inch more and more toward whatever your goal is, or at least to have the faith to try something rather than the fear to allow yourself to be held back from the opportunity.
Yeah, that was it. That was a mantra for me too, faith over fear. I used to be afraid of everything. But then it occurred to me, you've been blessed. You cannot be afraid to share that. Somebody has to experience that. You know, somebody has to, you know, ask you, where did this come from? You know, you have to be a testimony. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and do it. And then, you know, whatever happens, you know, you did your part.
I love it. How can people find you? I mean, we talked about the website, but can they also follow you on social media? Like when you get ready to go out, do you take pictures and do you say, hey, we're going to be here today? Are you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? And can they see some of the delicious dishes that you're putting together? Because people love to look at pictures of food. And I'm wondering, do you guys do videos as well? Like, is it a whole movement of following the Enjoy Chicago style food trip?
Girl, that I'm working on. That part I'm working on. I do have a Facebook page, and it's Enjoy Chicago Style. I do have an Instagram. It's Enjoy_Chicago_Style. I do my best to take pictures. I just partnered with a young lady who's going to be following us for exactly that reason. She's helping us create our social media boom, if you will. Because even though I've been doing this for 5 years, I shout out to everybody who has a business but doesn't like social media. I see you. I feel your struggle. It's not that I don't like it. It's just that, you know, I totally get it.
Because sometimes the space that I currently occupy, it requires a lot of self-exposure. And I am not always one who, I just do what I'm going to do. I've not always told the story of all of the different things. And so I'll meet people all the time and they'll go, oh, I didn't know you worked on this board or served with this organization. And it's because in the space of where we're supposed to now tell a story, which is on social media platforms, I am not always conscious to take a picture and then tell you, hey, this happened today. I just do it. And so I totally understand the hesitation that people have sometimes to what I call live your life out loud because you're living it on social right. media. But in this day and age, people have to get to know you. Any plans for a cookbook to share, to add to the legacy and leave behind? One of the greatest things.
Yeah. No plans for a cookbook. The recipes that I have are, again, they're going to be the legacy. My children will get those recipes mm-hmm. and hopefully continue on, hopefully create some things of their own to add to the Enjoy platform. But for the most part, I'm a secretive. I'm kind of secretive with my stuff.
You know, I know what you mean, because your sister is also a dear friend of my life, and I make a whipping cream pound cake. That's a family recipe handed down from my grandmother, and every so often I'll post a picture of this cake on Facebook, uh-huh. and every time I do, everybody wants a cake. And so she was like, can I right. have the recipe? And I was like, yeah, no. and she ultimately said she found one, and I said, that's great. I just can't give you this yeah. one. Like, the recipes have to stay in the family. And one of the last things my mom did, she passed away from breast cancer. It was 23 years ago now, but the last Christmas that we had with her, her Christmas gift to me and my two brothers, was a cookbook of many of her recipes that she thought were our favorite dishes, so that we would always right. have them, just to know the basics of where it starts from, because she didn't measure anything when she cooked, but she put down the basic principles right. of here's what you need and here's what you're trying to do. And as long as you understand cooking, because it's a love, it's a joy, it's a rhythm, and as long as you understand it, you can fill in the gaps of where things are left out. Because sometimes my brother has called me and said, I don't understand this dressing recipe. And I'm like, oh, it's so easy. But that's because I understand the flows, the gaps, and the rhythm. And that's not to say that he's not an excellent cook. He is. That's just something that she didn't expel everything out. And you have to know what you're doing to get to the end game with dressing on Thanksgiving and holidays.
I would have to agree. When I'm not on the truck and we're doing catered events, it's the same way. I do my best to say, this is the ingredient we're going to need, but making it exactly the way I do requires you standing over my shoulder.
Yeah.
And that's where my kids come in. I mm-hmm. want them standing over my shoulder and watching what I do, and I want them to share that with their kids when the time comes.
Yeah.
So again, it's about legacy. It's about leaving something that can go on and on and on.
So I have to know, as we're beginning to wind down the show, we're in the home stretch here this morning, a few more minutes left. It's Easter Sunday. Will you be cooking and sharing some treats today, or will you get to rest and be showered by the family? Are they going to be on deck in the kitchen?
They're going to be waiting with bated breath for me to finish the ham and the potato salad and the chicken and dressing and the macaroni and cheese and the greens. And then the sweet potato pie. They're
I don't know,
Joy.
Can I just come to your house later on today?
Tanya, you are always welcome.
I feel like I just found some extended family in Las Vegas, and I can be sure that I will eat well.
You will.
Thank you for spending some time talking to me and helping me close out Women's History Month. Welcome to spring, everyone. Happy Resurrection Day. Joy, again, J-O-I. I love the way you worked in your name to the name of your truck, E-N-J-O-I. Joy Jones Coffee with me this morning. Share your handles one more time before we go. Your website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
My website is enjoychicagostyle.com. My Facebook is also enjoychicagostyle.com. And my Instagram is enjoy_Chicago_style. All of these enjoys are spelled, like you said, with an I, E-N-J-O-I. And the best part is when I hand you your food through the truck, I usually will say, enjoy.
Perfect. So I look forward to
it. So don't just eat, enjoy.
Absolutely. And next time I have something going on and I invite Enjoy Chicago Style Food Truck. Thank you once again, Las Vegas, for tuning in. Joy, have a great day with your family, and everyone have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for tuning in to The Scoop with me, Tanya Flanagan, and I want to invite you to get social with me. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. My name is my handle, TanyaFlanagan. You can also find me on Instagram at Tanya Almond Eyes Flanagan. And if you have a thought, an opinion, or a suggestion, don't hesitate to shoot me an email to tanya.flanagan@unlv.edu. Thanks again for joining in. Stay safe and have a great week.